Now, well, when what about when you're out in the yard and your mother needed some wood? She'd say, bring in a...
Yeah. Bring some wood in. They ain't got no wood in the house.
You'd bring in a...
armful of wood. In other words, you would rank that wood in there, in the yard, you know.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, you put that wood in a rank in the yard. You make a 18-inch store wood and 24-25-inch fireplace wood.
Yeah.
And you would, in the fall, you would make all your winter wood. And then you'd haul it and put it in a rank in the yard. You know, you carved that thing in the rank in the yard.
Yeah.
Kind of close to, not too far from the house, where you didn't have to go too far to get it. And there you would bring it. You'd bring enough at night, you know, for the night. And, in the house.
Did you have the stove, did it have a kind of a raised shelf out in front of it?
No.
That was a what?
They had, the stove didn't have nothing, just, there was just like the stove up today, just like that. It just had that big door where you. And me, of course, I had a, but that was in later years. I had a stove that had a big shelf, you know, that came on top, that had a place where you could put stuff to keep warm on top and that. I mean.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I had.
Here?
Yeah, I owned a stove like that in my life, but when I came up, I owned that after I was married, but I mean when I came up, you know, from a young man up until 20, 25 years ago, well, they ain't had nothing like that.
Yeah.
The thing kept on changing as the life went on. You know, we kept on changing. Things kept on getting better. I know we're better to live better.
Okay.
So some people, you hear some people say the good old days, but there ain't no such thing as that. The good days is now. They don't have no poor people now. Everybody's wealthy.
Compared to...
The one that ain't got nothing, he act like if he got more than the one that got something. You know, you don't see no poor people. You don't see no people that's poor. They were when I came up. There ain't no such thing as poor people now. I seen say people working in the field, and colored people working in the field. They had a good they had good meal on Sunday. That was it. The rest of the week they just were scrapping around. They ain't had hardly enough meat. But you take them same people today. They getting relief and all. They go to the store and buy $150, $200 worth of groceries. You know, 10 or 15 different kind of meat and all kind of stuff of that kind. Well, they ain't poor people no more. They're wealthy people. They're better off than plenty of people that think got some.
Yeah. Well, when you carry your wash, the wash around, they would carry it in a what?
A clothes to wash, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, they had a basket, what we call a basket, made out of cane reed and tree bark.
Uh-huh.
You took it and you lace that them cane reeds around. You know to split them cane reeds? I don't know if you know what a cane reed is.
Uh-huh.
Cane reed is about an inch in diameter, and they used to make about 4 strip out of that. And then when it was green, you know, you could wrap it all around that basket. And they'd take a alum bark, not the outside bark, is the bark that in between the tree and the outside bark. They would take that, and just like a piece of a rawhide, I think. They would take that when it's green, you know, you could tie it around the ends and slip them cane reeds, you know, thread it in. That's how they used to make a basket, to make a round basket. And that's what they used to use to carry clothes in and out there.